Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to have y'all with me here today. We have a great episode today. Today, we're going to be focusing on you don't have to be perfect, just present. That's what we're going to be focusing on. But before we get into it, let's talk about the three things I'm thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for, friends who help me with special projects at my house, especially the more technical stuff. I had one of those things over the weekend, actually last night, where I needed a friend and his extra technical skills with doing something on my house, with fixing something on my house, installing something on my house. And boy, this friend came through to me and showed up and worked at my house for like 3 hours alongside me and helped take care of this project with me. And boy, was I thankful that he was able to be there to help me. Second thing. My church community. We just had our fall kickoff yesterday, and it just really reminded me of how thankful I am for this support system in my life, this church community, a local Lutheran church that I'm just so grateful to be a part of. And the third thing, starting to feel better after being sick. Now, I didn't have much of a voice yesterday. My voice still doesn't sound that great today, but I feel a million times better than I did on Friday. And through the weekend, I didn't feel the greatest either. So I'm not 100% yet, but definitely feeling a lot better today. It's still going through early in the school year. Crud is still going around and still kind of hitting me. So not much I can do about that. Just keeping my hands washed, keeping the sanitizer going. Doing the best I can with that, but definitely feeling better. All right, so let's get into the topic now that you don't have to be perfect, just present. Well, when we talk about that topic, first off, presence builds trust. It does. Now, students thrive when they know you'll be consistently showing up for them. Emotionally, physically, mentally showing up for students when they know we're going to be there showing up on a daily basis. That's so important. It's not about having the best lesson plan or a classroom that looks like it belongs in a magazine, right? It's really about creating a steady presence that students can rely on. Let me kind of paint a picture of what this could look like. You know, it might just be a quick check-in, or it could be a small smile at the door, remembering students' names, or noticing when students seem off or are having a tough start to the day. These are the things that build connections with students. Students don't remember the perfect anchor chart. They remember how you made them feel. They remember if you made them feel safe and seen. Your steady presence becomes their safe place, y'all. It does. And that's the foundation of learning. And so that presence, just your presence with there, your steady presence and being, paying attention and being trying to connect with students, that's more important than anything you can do to set up your classroom. So presence builds trust. Second thing, y'all, is that perfection is a moving target. And it's a lie. It's a lie. The idea of being a perfect teacher, it's an illusion. And it's robbing too many educators of their joy in their classroom. It is. And it's making some teachers miserable. Social media is guilty of it. Social media can make it feel like everyone else has the color-coded systems, 100% engagement, and no behavior challenges. But let's be honest here, y'all. Let's just, can I be honest for a moment? I think I will be. The teacher with the viral TikTok still has tough days. The Pinterest board doesn't show the after-school mess in a classroom. We know that. And everyone is navigating something behind the scenes. Comparison is the thief of joy. Oh my goodness. Can I shout that from the rooftop? That comparison is the thief of joy. And perfectionism keeps us paralyzed, keeps us score guessing and burning us out while we're trying to keep up with an illusion. Instead of chasing perfect, chase presence. Because when you show up real, students respond with realness in return. Boy, I wish I could shout this from the rooftop. Loud, loud, loud for everyone to see, because you can get on social media, you can get a TikTok, and you can get on Facebook and some of these other social media platforms, and there's teachers who post like these, oh, the most perfect classrooms, and they just look perfect. They're not. They're flawed and imperfect, just like our classrooms. I'm not saying they're not good teachers behind those classrooms, but we have to be really careful not to buy into the idea of perfection or doing it all, or thinking that if we have a classroom that looks a certain way, that's the magic pill to success. Is it important to have an engaging looking classroom set up to get students excited? Absolutely. Is that the magic pill for having student success as an educator? Absolutely not. And that's the real deal right there. That's the real deal. Third thing that I want to stress, show up as you are. And that's enough. Let's get real here. This year, I'm using multiple new curricular resources. Resources that I'm not familiar with, multiple ones. And it's been a tough learning curve. I'm not a new teacher. I'm a veteran teacher with over 20 years of experience in learning these new curricular resources, knowing how to implement new resources. It's been tough. There's some days I walk in thinking, man, I read this lesson twice last night and I still don't feel ready. But you know what I do? You know what I do, funky teachers? I show up anyways. I present. Or I'm present. And I'm not perfect. I'm present, y'all. I'm not perfect. If you're looking for a perfect teacher, if you're looking for a perfect podcaster, if you're looking for a perfect someone to listen to on here, I'm not it. I'm just present. and I try to be present in my classroom as well. I show up anyway. I'm present, not perfect. And you know what? That's okay to be present and not perfect. The lesson might feel clunky at times. Transitions might be rough, but students still learn. They still laugh. They still connect. Because I'm with them, not stuck in my head trying to make the lesson flawless. I'm not trying to make my teaching perfect. We work in a flawed, imperfect system. Should we try our best? Absolutely. But we can't expect perfection from ourselves. I've had moments where I've said, okay, team, this is new for me too. Let's figure it out together. And in doing this, I've modeled vulnerability, resilience, and lifelong learning to my students. I have. So if you're trying something new, if you're trying some sort of new curriculum resource or technology or some sort of teaching strategy, and it feels uncomfortable, or if it feels clunky, you're not failing, you're growing. So as we bring this episode to a close, as we reflect on this podcast episode and look at some key takeaways here, just remember, y'all, you don't have to be perfect. You don't need scripted lessons or TikTok-worthy moments. You just need to be present with your heart open and your feet in the classroom with your presence there, because that's where the magic truly happens. So walk in today knowing you are enough. Write that down. Funky teachers out there, write that down, because it's going to be in the test. You are enough. Remember that and live that. And tell your students that also, that you are enough. All right, that brings our episode to a close. I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.